Here with me in this interview, I have Lance Andrew Stewart, University of Tennessee. And first of all, Lance, tell me about yourself and the kind of work you're doing.
Well, I'm a graduate student at the University of Tennessee, and I'm a research assistant working under Dr. Lambert. And the work that we primarily work on is identifying the location and determinants that attract potential investment for potential plant investment in a specific area. So what we do is we try to find the location factors that we think are important for ethanol production, and then we try to locate the ideal areas that would be ideal for minimizing cost and producing ethanol.
It's a very technical presentation, and the way you're looking at that I thought was kind of fascinating. But for people who don't have the advantage of the slides and the whole
right.
presentation, what are some of the things you found in terms of what are some of those best locations now and then also looking forward?
Some of the obvious ones are access to feedstock, such as being locating near to corn, and some of the other things are locating away from pre-existing established ethanol plants. And if you think about it, you probably would not want to locate near a plant that was already consuming the scarce feedstock resources. And another one of the things is a lot of times with previous research, a lot of people are saying that ethanol has this great potential to influence a rural economy and just boost the rural economy. While that is true to a certain extent, rurality still needs to be kept in perspective, and extremely rural areas still may not have the infrastructure needed to support an ethanol plant.
So when you look forward in your research, would you say that you're optimistic, or how would you describe that in terms of future ethanol production and companies' willingness to be able to invest in it?
Probably optimistic with a little asterisk at the bottom, because granted, there is great potential for areas to be instilled with an ethanol plant, but at the same time, they still need to have the production factors located there. So if you have an ample amount of corn production, that still does not mean that you may have a comparative advantage with being able to produce ethanol. You still may need to have some of the road network and cheap labor quality that is needed to produce ethanol.
Great. Well, thank you for taking a couple of moments to tell me about your talk here today at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.